Dave the Bone.
Okay, ladies, showtime!
Roger and JP, 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. Welcome to the Lunch Crew. Good to have everybody here. You're just in time.
Yeah. So if you're just tuning in, before we went to break, we found out that Monica is on a dating app, Hinge. And we found out that she's been talking to somebody, had to cancel a date, but has been talking to somebody.
A little bit.
But when we left off, well, first off, tell us about the guy. Like, what nice made enough. You, what made, like, what made you click?
Just nice enough. Honestly, we, you know, sports stuff, I make sure I make it very obvious that I'm a Bills fan.
Okay.
I'm not trying, and I don't say on there no Patsy's fans or anything, but I mean, just let it be known I'm a Bills fan and you can figure it out from there. And so, you know, we started talking. I liked just chatting about football with him and the exciting games and everything. So, yeah.
Did he approach you first, or did you click on him first?
He came at me, which is cool. Right. Yeah, he had a little funny opening line, and which
oh, there we
cool.
go.
White guy, black guy, Hispanic guy.
He is white.
White guy,
according
okay.
to his profile. Unless I'm getting right. catfished.
And he opened up with a funny line, so perfect for you.
Yeah, yeah.
What was the funny line? A sense of humor.
What was the funny line?
Oh, something about it was something about the Bills. So between being funny and the Bills, or whatever, something about them doing well, and that's sort of
what. Thing. Made you get back into the game of dating apps?
Well, and you're right. I have been a roller coaster, and sometimes I think I'm ready to date, and sometimes I don't. I truly believe right now, at this point in time anyway, I'm ready to date. Now, if I go on this Hinge and it's all weird and it's annoying, then I'm, again, not ready because you guys are morons. But I'm open to the fact that there's somebody out there. In fact, I just said this the other day. I truly believe right now that there is a really cool guy who is
that's
a good
the attitude.
Fit.
There you go.
I truly
okay.
believe
that's
that.
The way.
And so now I'm ready to date.
So what made you go the app route?
I don't know. I haven't really. I mean, I go out once in a while and hang out and stuff, but nothing's really working in that angle. And I was talking to some friends, and I'm telling you, a lot of friends have said good things about Hinge. I know two different couples that met and are still dating for a while via Hinge.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, I felt like I got a lot of good feedback. The only other times that I've ever did it was from this one girlfriend who, and nice enough girl and everything, but she goes on a date just to go on a date, just to get a free dinner and that
oh,
sort of thing.
Boy.
That's right. not me. You know what I mean?
That's no,
not how
definitely
I that's
not
her,
you.
And I'm not judging her, but that's not
it's
me.
A skanky
hoe. Right.
So I felt like I had bad advice there. I felt like.
So what are you looking for?
The ouche. You know?
What's the ouche?
Tall, funny.
No, I mean, what are you looking for? Do you want a relationship? Do you want something casual? Do you want...
Well, you said you're ready for a relationship.
Well, I want to start out very casual. Don't come in clingy.
Of course.
No. And then, you know...
That's normal, though.
Yeah, know when to go away, know when to come near, and just, you know, we'll take, you know, take it from there. And then, if that works out and you're not clingy...
What if you become clingy?
Then
what if you like the guy so much, you... all of a sudden become a little clingy?
If it's not mutual, I would hope it'd be mutual, but... I don't consider myself a clingy person. I would definitely be vocal about, wow, this is going great. I really like you. Let's make it a relationship type of thing, which I would hope would organically happen.
Mm-hmm.
But if he doesn't like me, then I guess I get ditched, JP.
Will the L word make you run?
Ew. Not right away, please.
Oh, of course no
not.
Way.
Ew.
Of course not.
Ew. I'm a lesbian.
Hmm.
Not that L word, Brett.
Now, before the break, you had said you were talking to this guy... You had to cancel a date for reasons
personally.
Beyond your control.
Yes.
But then you said you were kind of getting fed up already.
Yeah, because then, I mean, listen, understand that I did, you know, I didn't want to, and I was very apologetic, and I'm so sorry. I really do want to go. I would like to meet up, and we have more opportunities to meet up, and blah, blah, blah. And then start to be a little, oh, what do you mean? Well, then, I don't know. That's how I hear it in my head.
What? How do you hear it again? I'm sorry.
And I don't need that.
What is,
to me, a proper
why?
Response to me saying, I am so, so sorry. I would not be doing this. I really do. Let's pick a date now to meet up. Like, very, very vocal about,
right.
This is not what I want to do. I'm not blowing you off. And then to come back. And so what I would like, take your time, take your space. When I'm here when you need me, if there's anything I can do, that to me would be a great response. Not word for
okay.
word. Instead, I got the whole, How come you don't want to? Well, how long in the future? And what do you mean?
He's out.
Thank you. Okay, thank you.
He's out.
He's also a veteran in this dating thing because that's clearly this guy has gone through this 100 times
or
people canceling.
Or someone who's just very needy. Very needy. Yeah.
And I made it clear that this is not a stiff. I do want to. I'm sorry that I had to. I'm not one of those people who are just blowing you off.
Are you talking to anybody else? Have you matched with anybody else?
Yeah, and that's the thing.
See, I know nothing about this world, so I'm genuinely interested.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're not in it.
They pre-match you?
I'm the people like quote unquote match with, if you want to say it, is it's just one sentence here and one sentence there. And I'm open, this is for the first time ever, I'm open to going that one sentence route. Usually I'd be like, that's it, I'm done. If I'm not talking to you, you're not talking to me, who cares? Now I'm like, okay, well, we'll let that float for a couple of days. Maybe I'll go back to it and, you know.
What does that mean, one sentence? Like, I don't get it.
As long as it's not a hey, beautiful, or how's your weekend, or something lame like that. If you come in with, like, an actual real sentence, then, like, you know, hey, what's going on? I see you're into the Bills, or whatever the heck you want to say.
Right.
As long as it's something real like that, then I'll talk to you. Why not?
If I said...
Oh, no.
Hey, so your profile, I would love to learn more about you. Ugh. No good?
No, pass.
Too straight?
It's too, I feel like you just did that. You just sent 10 different messages to 10 different girls doing 10 different.
You know what I mean?
And you're just hoping that someone's gonna bite. And that's fine. I'm not here, like, if that's what you want to do, that you're going to have to come original and come funny and come.
How about, hey, you look cute and fun, and I love football too. No.
You guys are terrible at this.
I know, but at least
we are out of the game.
We're trying, Gareth, to go in the little trough of okayness that Monica is like kind of designated what you can't say.
With Monica, that's a really
just trying to find safe.
There's really a small lane for us to to try to figure out.
Don't doubt Gareth that I would have thrown on a hey girl or something, just to make it really cool.
And for the record, no matter what we say, she's going to shoot down because she's going to hear it coming from us and be like, ew, gross, no.
No, if you said something funny, then I would say yes. Yeah. I'd be like, that's in.
All the girls are hearing that they're beautiful and stuff, right? That's that's a million messages. You got to stand out. You got to show an interest maybe in something they said and make a joke about it. And then that's how you get the match, right?
Yeah, and exactly. And you don't have to be so original. Or, again, this is kind of the weeding out process. If you are the one sending the generic, hey, beautiful, or how's your weekend, or whatever the crap that is, then I know that I'm not the type of girl. Like, you don't want me, and I don't want you. We're already weeding each other out. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And then if you
why doesn't he want you? You may not want him, but why does saying, hey, beautiful, what was your weekend, why does that?
Because there's no real interest. That's just a generic, like, if you were really interested, you would choose any random thing from a profile and comment on it or something.
Besides a picture, how much is in a profile?
Well, as much as I want. I put in, I do not, and tell me if this is wrong, and I still don't know how to handle this because I didn't have to deal with it with this guy. I don't want to put in where I work there. I don't know if that's going to
turn. Of course not.
Okay.
No.
So I don't, that's not, it's just not in there.
Good. No, you shouldn't.
If there is a thing for career, just put in communications.
Yeah. I just left it. I don't have anything in there.
Okay.
And then...
Well, you should put something in there because you don't want to look unemployed.
That might be true. I didn't think of that. That's true. Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Communications is weird. I feel like, and tell me if this is cheating, but I feel like I want to put like education in there or something because I do proctor and I do...
Good. Why not?
Stuff like that. Tutor.
Yeah. That's legit.
I'm not lying.
And then when if you get to know them and you have a relationship, whatever, you'd be like, yeah, I didn't want to mention the other thing, so I put the education stuff up front.
And
yeah.
You educate people on the roads every morning? You let them know what the good roads are, what the bad roads are?
But let's be honest here for a second. You're starting off with a lie.
It's not a lie.
It is a lie, because you don't do any... You do that few and far between.
True.
Okay.
You're starting off with a lie. Just put in communications or some derivative of radio... And at least you're not starting with luck. Because if I, if I'm a teacher, right, I see you're an educator and I'm a teacher, and I automatically think we have something in common.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out we don't.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out you started with a lie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's a part-time. It's a part-time truth.
And I enjoy it. It's not like something I don't like doing and I'm forced to do. I enjoy that sort of thing.
So it's a part-time job / hobby.
It also explains.
Or you could put in, if it says, you know, what do you do? So what I do for a living and what I want to do for a living are two completely different things.
That makes me sound like
now,
a miserable.
Honestly, that's no, but that's a conversation starter.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, so you got to tell me what is it that you do? You know, I'm in radio.
I don't want to tell radio until like date Why? Three or four or five.
Right.
So don't even tell. Just tell you've worked in radio for how many years, you've done all this stuff, and just say you do news and traffic.
Oh, I could say the traffic. Should I say the traffic part? No.
Yeah, you do news and traffic for radio.
Oh, yeah. What stations? What's your first name again? Wait a minute.
That kind of happened. Okay, and I kind of got a taste of that.
Of course it'll happen.
With the guy that I was telling you from the focus group the other day that we were kind of flirty with or whatever.
That you sucked at flirting with, that one?
Yeah, one. I can't even argue with you. I don't know how to flirt. But no, he said something like about, because he saw my pop socket has 1025 The Bone. He's like, is that the station with Drew Garabo? I said, yeah. And so then I'm like, I don't want to, how do I approach that? You know what I mean? I don't know how to, then I would feel like I was leading with a lie if I didn't say something like, yeah, well, I do that.
Yeah. Too. Well, on this app, can you see how long the other person has been on the app or how many dates they've
clicked on positively?
Is there anything like that?
No, it'll only say for someone like Monica, like that she's new, like depending on
that's what I'm wondering.
Shark.
Okay, so my point is, if it says you know that they're new, that's probably who you're looking for, Monica, because the guys who've been on there forever are the hey, beautiful, how you doing? They're numb to all this stuff. You want someone who's new, doesn't really know that, and then like JP's talking about conversation starters. I mean, you guys both being new people on this app or whatever, maybe you'll get someone who's more honest.
Yeah.
And less generic or whatever it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, and that's exactly. And that's kind of what I'm wanting. And I just feel like I'm approaching this as I don't want to waste your time. Don't waste my time. So let's just get it. I'm not playing games. I'm not going to be silly, goofy.
You're approaching it with your defenses way up.
No, what do you mean? No, I'm not.
Just by the fact that right away, just in the initial bio, you want to hide. You know what I'm saying? You want to hide certain things. Just go and be honest about stuff. Have conversations. If they focus on the radio thing and it's a turnoff, next. But don't lie about who you are or what you are.
If you were single and were doing this, would you want to put I'm JP from the radio in the dating app? It's
totally.
A trap.
100%.
No, you wouldn't. It's a total trap.
That's why you're late.
Yeah,
no, maybe that's not worth it. In my bio. I just
I'm not looking.
Laid.
Yeah, right. I just want the.
Nothing. That would have been great.
Nah.
No. Brett, that's easily.
No, it's not.
Editable.
It is.
He had said E at some point. And it's
too much work. I toss your salad.
Okay. Well. Mr. Esch online here is. This is his attempt, I would think, or jokingly, obviously. But this is not bad. If someone came at me with this, said, hey, Monica, I truly do love Tom Brady, want to grab a coffee and bash him for a couple hours. And then he said, holiday socks.
That's great.
Now, that makes me laugh. That to me is funny. That
pretty
holiday
good.
Socks.
And it's only grab a coffee. You know, that's a nice open.
But you're only going to get that because the person knows who you are, what you do. Yeah. And I'm not saying you have to put the whole thing out there. But I would, you know, I don't think putting, you know, I work in radio out there. I think it's an interesting conversation starter.
What if I
like
if
he puts in data entry or he puts in
assemble cardboard,
right?
Okay.
You know that
oh wait, I'm sorry, that would be great. Actually,
my guess is the chances of a riveting conversation coming out of that is going to be slim and none.
So should I just change it to radio?
Yeah,
or traffic.
On-air talent. Just put on-air talent.
No, don't even do that part. Just put in radio and then let's see.
Yeah, if you
and you know
traffic.
What, Monica? If they lead with, in their response to that, oh, I see you work at radio, we'd love to talk to you more, then you just blow it off.
Yeah. Okay, good idea.
You know, but if they see the other stuff that's in the bio.
Don't like, put just traffic, but like traffic reporter, because other people think of traffic not as
don't
what
even
you
put
do.
That. Just put radio.
Yeah, I think radio. Generic radio is I'll change. I'm going to change it and see what happens. And it's going to be interesting to see if.
How about I get paid to talk?
That's actually not bad.
Yeah. I know it's not.
And do they see your real name first impression?
If I'm a dude, I'd be like, oh, no. I don't need somebody who just feels like they need to be yappy.
She's yappy. We both came up with yappy.
But she gets paid for it, so she must be good. And then the discussion comes from, I'm on radio, do you traffic?
And it could really be
anything. Excuse me?
It doesn't mean just radio. I mean,
right, exactly.
Yeah.
It opens up the conversation.
Do they see your real first name?
Yeah, yeah, I'm Monica. I would not smart enough to do like.
No, I didn't know if they had just numbers or, you know, yeah, total anonymity. You know, that's what I was wondering.
So to bring this thing home, because we got to get to that guy. You haven't gone on a date yet with Hinge?
No, and it's relatively new, like less than a month.
It's been that long?
Less than a
you
month.
You bitch.
Yeah. Wait a minute.
Sneaky, well, underhanded.
I was, you know,
withholding.
What?
If you put your name, though, and your job in radio, people are going to be able to Google Monica Tampa Radio, and your IG pops up immediately.
That's it?
Yeah, I just did it.
Oh.
So if you don't want them to know too much, giving them the radio thing now lets them Google your name and what you do. And you pop up. You're the first result.
Really?
Yeah.
And they know Tampa. All right. Yeah, it's a tough thing.
So
how much
back,
you want to give.
So put in communications. Anyway, so no dates?
No dates. And I will say this.
Are you lying?
No, I'm not lying. I swear. I swear there's no lying here.
Why are you a month in with no dates?
Because I opt out. I don't want to. I haven't seen anyone. That one guy was kind of cool. It, you know, wasn't dying to. I'm not like sweating that he's not going to talk to me anymore, that I'm not talking to him.
Right.
I'm not going to just go out on a date to go out on a date.
How many people have contacted you?
Oh, yeah, I get contacted, you know, this is going to sound, please don't take this the wrong way, but like a lot. Like
good.
There's randos that are just there, but not, like it's quality, not quantity for me.
I understand that, but okay, give me a number. Like how many people, ballpark, how many people, since you've been on the app, how many people have reached out to start a conversation?
In the beginning, it was a lot. I think maybe because I was new. In the beginning, it was like
240.
Yeah. It really was. Million. Yeah, it really was. And then it tapered off. And I would say I get, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 a day or so. But I don't.
Wow. A day?
Yeah, a day. All day from
my
when I wake
God.
Up.
And
all of the. Okay. Now listen to what I'm saying. None of these people are coming. You know what I'm talking about? Are you maybe back to being that picky bitch?
No, I'm back to not bending just for the sake of bending. I have always said, I'm not, if I don't think you're funny or if you come at me, I've said this the whole time with the lame.
I know that. I got you. But it sounds like we're about to talk about the same story.
No.
I went on the dating app. I tried it. Just nobody came funny and we're done. I feel like you need to just take a shot.
Go on the best of the worst. Go on, talk to the best of the worst guys.
But they're not necessarily the worst. It's just something you wouldn't have answered. Just randomly pick one that's even remotely interesting. Or if you go into their bio, you see something that might interest you.
Okay.
And give that a shot and see what happens.
How much?
You got nothing to lose. You're still going home and whacking it.
True. Uh-huh. How am I listening to you? JP, let's just let it be known that I not only thought about changing my job on my pile, but also going in to pick a rando. I'm listening to you. I'm taking JP advice.
Because,
I want to hear that I haven't done that.
Because you don't have to like me to know that what I'm saying makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
All right. Yeah, it
I
does.
Like the meat. You,
begrudgingly.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Thank
all,
you.
Trust me, we're all counting on this.
You'll never hear another word about it.
We're
I'm
all
not bringing
on
it
this.
Up again.
All right, Rod, you got a dead guy?
I do. All right, it's time for dead guy in the envelope. I have a guy. I'll give you the clues, and you guys try to figure out who he is. I have a guy. It was a white American guy, a big guy, known for not only his physical size, but some other physical look. There was something else about him. It was a physical look that made him unique, I
did
would say.
Did he have warts on his face?
No, he did not have warts on his face.
Big nose?
It was not a big nose. Nope.
Giant schlong?
No. So now you have to figure out who this guy is. Start there. And try to narrow down who this could possibly be. So, white American guy. He's a big guy. He has size. But there's something else besides his size that was part of his physical look, physical trait, whatever you want to call it, that made him more unique than just being a big guy. See if you can figure out who this dead guy in the envelope is. The phone numbers are 727-579-1025. Or 800-771-1025. Ask your yes or no question. If you get a yes, you can take a guess. Or you can ask another question and keep going and try to solve who the dead guy in the envelope is. That's the object of the game. And then you'll get the tickets from the Bone Prize.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in business into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.